Rukmini Iyer here. Hello and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about my favourite dish, and here I'm going to give you my mother's recipe for cashew nut pilau rice. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. Once you've eaten this pilau, you're going to be hard-pressed to go back to ordinary white rice. Using the microwave rice method as we do at home ensures that you get lovely separate grains of rice and perfectly crisp, buttery spiced cashews. If you don't have a microwave, I'll give you a method for making this rice the traditional way in a pan at the end. This recipe serves 4 to 6 people. The prep takes 5 minutes and it takes 30 minutes to cook. You will need 300 grams of basmati rice, rinsed and drained, 600 ml of boiling water, 30 grams of butter, 100 grams of unsalted cashew nuts, 1 bay leaf, 6 cardamom pods, bashed, 1 cinnamon stick, 6 cloves, 1 heaped teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 heaped teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 heaped teaspoon of ground coriander, and sea salt flakes to taste. Find a lidded dish that will fit in your microwave, or use a large Pyrex bowl on which a plate will sit snugly as a lid. Tip the rice and boiling water into the bowl, stir, cover, then microwave on medium for 12 minutes and then leave to stand for 10 minutes. If your microwave has settings like 1000 watts, then use 800, or if it's 900, then use 700. Once the rice has cooked and finished standing, heat the butter in a large saucepan over a medium-low heat. When it starts foaming, add the bay leaf, cardamom pods, cinnamon stick, cloves and cashews. Stir fry gently for 5 to 6 minutes until the cashews are evenly golden brown. It's going to smell amazing at this point. Spoon the rice into the hot butter and gently stir it over a low heat until it's coated in the butter. It's best if you use a spoon with a flat edge, because if you use a round wooden spoon, you might mash some of the rice. Add the ground spices and a big pinch of sea salt and stir fry for another 2 to 3 minutes. Taste and adjust the salt as needed. I like quite a bit, so I haven't given you an exact quantity. Serve it hot with any curry or by itself. If you don't have a microwave, you can do this the traditional way. Take a pan, do the bit with the butter, whole spices and cashews, then add 300 grams of raw basmati rice and stir fry it with the ground spices and a pinch of salt for 2 to 3 minutes. Add 600 ml of water, bring it to the boil, then lower the heat to the absolute minimum and cover it with a tight-fitting lid. Let it cook for 15 minutes without taking the lid off. It's really important not to take the lid off because it's going to spoil the cooking process. First thing I learned when I cooked rice. Once the rice is cooked, now this is a Gordon Ramsay tip, once the rice is cooked, spread the rice over a couple of plates and it'll help it dry out a little bit. Taste for salt, adjust if needed, and serve hot. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, visit bbcgoodfood.com.